How many drinks can you have before you can't give blood?
Are you boozing before you decide to go give blood? Is that what this is all about?
Somewhat.
Neanderthal.
What's up, man?
I listen to you every day, and you never cease to amaze me how much you kick ass.
I appreciate that. That's nice of you to say. What's your name?
My name's Jeff.
Jeff, thank you so much for doing that.
Hey, Paul.
Brother Zach, how are you, man?
What are you doing, big guy?
Screwing around talking to you. What are you doing?
You know how it is. I got back from hair salon, and I'm putting my makeup on right now, my eyeliner and everything like that, getting ready for the big rock show tonight.
2 weeks ago, I met this hot little 18-year-old nympho.
Giggity.
And she was all hot for me, and it's been 6 months since my last episode, so...
You almost sounded like you were at church. Bless me, Father, for I have sins. It's been 6 months since my last episode. Well, I talked about Alice in Chains and the comparison between AC/DC and Alice in Chains, where you got to get a guy replacing a lead vocalist who's considered a legend. Not the most enviable task in the world, but welcome, Mr. William Duvall. At what point did you feel that it clicked with an audience or clicked within the band where you went, yes, this is Alice in Chains moving forward? When did that make sense?
It had a spark from the very first rehearsal. And then again, I think that spark, it was even bigger, like the strike was even bigger when we did the first public appearance that I ever did with the band, which was the VH1 show where they were honoring Heart.
Me and my girl, we're about to break up for sure, and she is like so freaking hot and stuff. I want like one more night with her, you know, and I'm asking if I can score some concert tickets to a Family Values tour.
Some guy named Lars, who's apparently A, a drummer, B, an art connoisseur, C, a wine enthusiast, D, a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee, and an all-around duder.
That's a lot to live up to.
That commercial is one of the most genuine and heartfelt endorsements for coming to Kansas City. You guys realize the Sprint Center is a brand new place. You couldn't have possibly played there before.
Right.
Do you still have to write it on your drums what town you're in?
You can throw anything at me.
If you guys were capable of Death Magnetic, how can you explain the past 20 years?
I need to find a midget stripper.
For what?
A buddy's birthday's coming up, and the owner of the company kind of owes him.
He owes him a midget stripper?
Yeah, for the last birthday the owner had, he got him a little present. And he's
and by
he's
little
a...
present, does that mean midget stripper? Because, I mean, that does sort of apply.
Saving Abel back once again. Your work here is done. You guys have already done your set. I have to ask this. Have you employed the bus door ID voucher checker?
Absolutely. We got a guy standing outside the door right now.
Because I'm thinking they're cutting back in radio. That's a job I can do.
Oh, wow.
I can check IDs. It's all good. For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, there was an allegation made a while ago involving some shenanigans, the kind of shenanigans that good-natured adults engage in during recreational festivities at a rock show.
Absolutely.
And somebody claimed things that did not happen and falsified information that was not true. And the guys in Saving Abel have a Spinal Tap rock and roll story to tell.
Absolutely. But these go to 11.
I make gay really kind of masculine. It's pretty sweet.
And that's okay. And anybody that can make me the femme is pretty tough.
I know my way around it.
That's disgusting.
Yes, it is on every level. But we can laugh at other people's misery.
Yes, we can. That's why we get through the day.
And you.
What?
Just keep it sexy at all times, my brother.
I will do what I can for you and to you.